Yeah, this was an interesting move. Just a year ago, Huntsman had talked about how he was not for same-sex marriage. He, during the Republican debates when he's running for president, he talked about how his support for civil unions, which he backed when he was governor of Utah, but he didn't throw his support behind gay marriage. He came out with an op-ed, opinion piece in the American Conservative yesterday that talks about how it's actually the conservative thing to do to back gay marriage. His direct quote is, "I've been married for 29 years. My marriage has been the greatest joy of my life. There's nothing conservative about denying other Americans the ability to forge that same relationship with the person they love." It's an interesting move with Huntsman. He's obviously criticized his own party of late, mainly when it comes to immigration reform or tax issues. And now he's talking to the GOP about this one, saying that the Republicans need to come out for this. He actually even talks in the piece about immigration as well. Fascinating quote from him on that the GOP needs to refuse to tolerate those in their own ranks who, quote, want Hispanic votes but not Hispanic neighbors. Which is a pretty strong statement for a Republican to shoot at his own party. So I guess we'll see how this shakes out. But I don't think that John Huntsman is going to be getting any further in his presidential hopes by doing things like this in his own party.
Interesting. Any criticism or any feedback within his own party yet?
Yeah, it's pretty quick. I was talking to a Republican strategist here in town just a few minutes ago about this, and he was saying that John Huntsman kept beating up Mitt Romney for being a, quote, well lubricated weather vane, and now we see Huntsman flip flopping on one of the issues close to him too. So the fallout on the Republican side is obviously not going to be very favorable, but we've already seen people coming out and applauding Huntsman for making this big move.
On another note, Tommy, a lot of talk about the sequestration. And how is that looking to affect Utah?
First off, I think we should ban the word sequestration. From now on, that should be like a word illegal to say. I want to see if Congress can pass something about that. But yeah, it can be pretty bad. And at the moment, it doesn't look like there's any deal in sight. So what Utahns should expect in a week is a pretty serious problem. We're talking about thousands of federal workers in Utah could face furlough days, including a lot of civilians at Hill Air Force Base. There'd be big cuts to state revenues. There's a lot of federal money, obviously, that flows into the state coffers, and that's in the millions of dollars. You can see effects from Title I grants to schools, to food stamps, lines at the airport can get longer because TSA workers will have to be furloughed on a day or two. National parks would be hit. Because this is across-the-board cuts. There's no way to, like, just cut, no more coffee and danishes in the morning at our office kind of thing. Every part of a department has to take a 10% cut. So it's not going to be pretty, and we're not sure how long this is going to last either. At some point there's hope that maybe Congress and the president can figure something out. At the moment, it looks like everyone's ready to again fall off that fiscal cliff and see what repercussions happen. There's a lot of polls out there to talk about. Americans kind of are a little more ambivalent about that. Let the cuts go through. But that actually may be something where you actually then notice the cuts. You may not understand how much the federal government impacts your life on a daily basis until it's not there anymore.
Mm-hmm. And there was an interesting vote that Senator Hatch made last week. He didn't vote yes, no. Instead, he voted present. Talk to us a little bit about that.
I always loved Congressman Bishop used to joke there are three buttons you can push when you're voting. One is the red button against, one is a green for, and the yellow one was for when you didn't know what to do. But that's not actually the case with Senator Hatch. This was a vote on moving forward on the defense nominee, Chuck Hagel. And there are three options to vote, yes, no, or present, and Senator Hatch voted present. And his reasoning is that he doesn't like the idea of filibustering presidential nominees. He thinks it's a bad precedent to set to have a nominee have to get 60 votes to actually advance. So Hatch didn't go along with his own party on that one. It actually came one vote away from getting passed. They're going to try again next week to see what happens when the Senate comes back. On that note, Senator Mike Lee of Utah sent a letter along with 14 other Republicans today asking the president to withdraw Hagel, saying that he doesn't have the support in the Senate and that he shouldn't go into office with some questions lingering out there about Israel and Iran and his position on some of the other issues of hotly contested variety. I don't think that the president necessarily is going to listen to those senators, so I'm not sure that Mike Lee's going to make any headway there, but he made the request.